Ah, chevra, what a schus. Schus to learn together, to be together, to be back together. So the Eibishter tells Moshe Rabbeinu, when the Klal Yisrael is by the Yamsuf, the Mitzrim are running after them, Matitzuk Eliyah, what are you screaming and davening me? Dabrnei Sov Yisrael, go, journey. And he says, I'm going to read. Vatoha remes matcha, lift up your stick. Unateyas yadcha al hayam v'vakeyu. And place your hand over the sea and split the sea. V'yavu b'nei Yisrael b'tzol chayam b'yabasha. Come to Hale of Kliyakar tonight. Kliyakar says, such a deep idea on this pasuk, such a beautiful idea on this pasuk. He says, the Medrash brings down that the Mitzvah were saying that all these big miracles, all the ten makos, all the magic of it was found in this matah. There's this magical stick. Because it was all being done with the matah. Magical stick. It's all in the stick. Magical potion. And without the stick, there are no miracles. So by this final one, by the Kriyas Yamsuf, you know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says? Vata harem es madcha. And the Kliyakar says, harem is lashon siluk. Harem is not just lift up and get rid of. Harem is to remove. Vata harem es madcha. Remove your stick. Remove your stick. Unateyas yadcha ayam. And instead of the stick, place not the stick, but interesting lashon. It's a very good read. It doesn't say in a teyas mat. If it just raise up your, it should have said if it was talking about using the stick still. Vataha remes matcho in teyas matcho al yom. It doesn't say in a teyas yodcho al yom. Meaning remove the stick, and now you're just left with your hand. Place your hand. Place your hand on the sea and split it to show that it has nothing to do with the stick. There's no magical stick. This is all Yad Hashem. And more than that, every single makah was done be'etzpa, with a finger. The stick looks like an etzpa. It's already brought down in Chazal that by Kriyas Yamsuf, it was v'yari Yisrael as hayad ha'gdola, so the whole hand of Hashem. Neteyas yodcha. What the Kliyakar explains is right here, right now, not just to the Mitzrim, but more importantly for the Yidden. Kadosh Baruch Hu is showing through Moshe Rabbeinu, his shliach, vayaminu b'Hashem, Moshe Avdo. There's no magical potions, no magical sticks. Those are all shluchim. It's all Eibishter. It's all. This is the final message. Get rid of the sticks so there's no confusion. It's all me. And have that amuna as you leave Mitzrayim. Amuna was, the Medrash says that we were zoichet to the gula through amuna. So that's the final lesson. That's the final lesson. Remove the stick. Nemesis, we all need this chizik at times. And sometimes people a little bit too much are running around for skulos and for quick fixes. And all that might be good if you have the right mindset and understand. Everything is Yad Hashem. Yeah, Hashem created certain shluchim and certain ways and mechanisms, but that's all Hashem. Remember, it's all Hashem. You know, this week, there was a guy in the mikvah lamenting to me about this past Tuesday morning. So why this past Tuesday morning? Tuesday morning, were you with me that morning? Tuesday morning, you heard this guy, right?
Yeah.
Tuesday morning. Sometimes we have the same schedules, but Tuesday morning. Don't worry, Rebbe and Talmud can't be together. We're not in the mikveh together, you know. Lamaisa. Tuesday morning, this guy. What's Tuesday morning? Because Tuesday morning, the Parshas Beshalach. We got about 1,600 different texts and WhatsApps and emails about Parshas Haman, right? Parshas Haman. Every organization has to send out their copy of Parshas Haman, and then you ask for an Ndava, whatever. You know, like, Lemaisa, everyone will give you Parshas Haman, because big skula of what? Skula of Parnassus, say Parshas Haman on Tuesday of Parshas Beshalach. And by the way, nothing wrong with that, and something very beautiful, and brought down his farm, and definitely, it's a good thing to do, but he was saying, you know, so many people, they were lying, you would never be caught dead not saying Parshas Haman. But what about just believing Hashem, that Parnassus comes from Hashem? And davening to Hashem for Parnassa, and understanding that it all, that's what it is in the end of the day, it's MS. And it's true that sometimes the Parsha Haman becomes the Mata. Parsha Haman is beautiful, if you understand, okay, this is one shliach of Eibishter, and it's all from Eibishter. is a yad. By the way, Kliyakar brings down, that's also why Moshe Rabbeinu messed up by Meir Riva. Moshe messed up by the Chit of Meir Riva. What's the Lashon there? What does it say? Vayorem es yado. Hayram is Lashon Siluk. So here, Vayorem es matcha, he removes the mata, and he placed his hand to show it's all Hashem. It's not just a mata. There, Vayorem es yado, he removes his hand, Vayach bimatehu, and he hit it with his stick, meaning he brought back the lesser level of Muna. It's amazing, you see the difference in Lashon there. That's what happened, that was part of the Chet. That was part of the Chet. Again, hishtadlus is important, and schoolos, but ultimately, you have to have a muna. You have to know it's all from Hashem. There are no tricks, there's no magic. It's just Eibishter. Everything in this world is Eibishter. You know, Emes is, that was as well, we spoke in the earlier share, by tefillin is on the Yad Keo, by tefillin's on the left hand. But Kliyakar has another pshat. You know why we put our tefillin on the left hand, the weaker hand? To remind ourselves. Lefisha yad adam kea v'chalusha melasas gedola k'tana m'loki yad Hashem asa zos. Hamachazik is a biyado. To realize that, mamish, what is this? Taking Shema Yisrael Hashem Elkein Hashem Echad. Put on my weak hand. To remind me, without the Eibishter, I'm weak. I'm nothing. I have no strength. It's all from the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's another reason we put our tefillin on our left hand. To remind us we're weak, and it's all Ribbono Shel Olam. It's all Shema Yisrael, Shema Elkein Hashem Echad. That's our avodah. That's our avodah. It happens to be the Eibishter brought me a little matana when I was thinking about this idea. When I was thinking about this idea, the Eibishter says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Haremes matcha unateyas yadcha. Unatey yadcha. Unatei yadcha, which is bring the moon in, to show it to the hand and not the stick. Unatei yadcha is 104, bi'amuna with the moon. That's a moon. Bi'amuna with a moon. Everything should be with a moon. That's Shem Shizoyche. Parshas B'shalach ve'eminu b'Hashem v'vur she'avdo. It's Kriyas Yamsuf, it's the ultimate amuna that we don't do that. Shizoyche to have that amuna always. It's been a week or 2 weeks of mamish, a lot of tzaras in Klal Yisrael. A lot of tzaras in our community. A lot of tzaras in Eretz Yisrael. A lot of pain. A lot of difficulty. I don't want to start talking about them. I don't have the strength right now. But I'll tell you one thing. I saw a lot of people over the last 2 weeks that went through tragedies that we should never know of. Tragedies that we can't even speak about. And there are no words to say. Sometimes you have no words. You don't have to. There's no words. So how are they going to get through? How are we going to get through? There's only one way, Baruch Dayan Emes. There's only one way. We have no answers. We only have questions. The only answer is Emuna. To know that there's Hashem that orchestrates the world, that knows why it's all happening, that knows the before, knows the after. He understands. I don't understand. So I'm Hashlech al Yavcha. I'm just going to throw it. B'nai Shalom, I have Emuna. I don't understand. I only have questions, but I have Emuna. Unatei Yavcha. B'Emuna. Then we could split the sea in the most difficult of times. Raging waters of questions. I could split the sea with Amunah. And the Teyotcha. Strengthen our Amunah, the Shabbos Kodesh. When we strengthen Amunah, we could get through anything in this world. Whatever Hashem brings our way. And that Tzchus, just like Amunah, was the Geula from Mitzrayim. We'll be Zeicha the Geula Shleima with Mashiach Sekeinu in Heir of Yemei. Aisha, Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh,
Shabbos goyde, 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 Shabbos goyde,